up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back. I'm Blair Bomber, because of course it's me. I feel like I just keep going in circles with this. I gotta stop even referencing when I say what's up. I just feel like an idiot. Like, I feel so dumb every time I do this kind of intro, the start of this pod. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Blair. Is Run It Back with Blair Bomber. today's news, we've got clouds, we got a little bit of sunshine later in the afternoon, and we've got somebody talking about anal too much. That's what I do. I talk about the weather, I talk about anal. That's pretty much it. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna get right into it, because there's something that I want to talk about that I think is just funny. My dad, who I reference, I used to never talk about my dad on the pod or in my stand-up, because, you know, it's just he's got his own thing going on, and I don't want to. He's very private, even though he's a teacher, teaches high school, coaches high school. He's around kids all day long. He's in the community all the time, and he just doesn't have time for it. He likes his privacy, and I understand that. But sometimes he just says things to me that I can't not talk about in a public forum, like a podcast with my name on it. My dad. This is okay. Let's back up. Probably a month or two ago, right? I'm home. And my dad will kind of ask me questions about what vices I have. Basically, instead of him just coming out and saying, hey, are you doing drugs? He'll just pick a drug that he kind of researched, and then he'll talk about how bad it is for me. Because he just assumes I do all of them, which is not incorrect. He'll go, yeah, the vapes. Are you one of those guys that are you vaping? Are you doing the vapes and stuff? And this is the kind of half-ass research that I do. I'm like, yeah, Dad, you know what's better for you? I mean, vape is like, it's way better. Like, is, you know, it's water vapor, and water is never bad for you in any way, unless, you know, you're in the ocean and you can't swim. Other than that, it's good for you. I mean, our body is made up almost entirely of water, Dad. So yeah, I vape a little bit, and it's easy, and it's good, and I'm being very healthy. It's kind of like I'm going green. I'm going green with the vape. I'm going V, not for vagina, for vape. That's what I tell him, and he will then hear that. Call me an idiot, which is kind of his thing. He's not wrong. I am an idiot. And then fast forward to today. I'm talking to him on the phone today, and he has now read probably anywhere from 2 to 39 articles about how bad vape is for you. And it turns out it's not good for you. People are like vaping at an insane rate, and it's giving them, it's like legitimately, it is like causing there to be like vape crystals in their lungs, and they're bleeding. And of course, I go on the defense like, Dad, that's just some 16-year-old who can't handle the shit, you know? It's like, you wouldn't give a bottle of Jameson to a 16-year-old and said, don't do anything bad. He's going to drink the whole thing right there. No sense of moderation. Zero. None whatsoever. That's just the way it is. And that's like my dumb counter argument. He's like, no, actually, these are like dudes in their 30s who were like doing it not even that often. And I was like, Dad, that's great. That's great. Are you telling me that you're worried that vape is going to kill me? He's like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm worried about. Dad, if anything's going to kill me, it's going to be this conversation right now. Or cocaine, because cocaine is for sure like way more of an issue in my world than vape. I mean, I have a vape. I spent a weekend doing vape like crazy because I don't want to be sober at all. But I've done enough cocaine to know that it's not good for me. I know it's bad, and I don't do it that often. But I've done it enough to know for sure. I mean, you kind of already know if you ever heard the story about Len Baez doing coke one time. But I think that guy's just kind of a pussy. You do one line of coke and you die. It's like, dude, you had a heart condition. That's on you. You could have died on the floor with some honor instead of, you know, getting drafted and then dying at a house party with your boys. I mean, I think there were some women there too. But still, it's like, come on, man. Handle your shit. Give cocaine a bad name. And you know what? Cocaine probably should have a bad name. It's not good for you. But I kind of just wanted to see what it was all about. I don't do it that often. So I'm trying to say, I'm going to keep saying I don't do that often. Actually, I haven't done it in a long time. And it's cool. Like, look, here's the thing. Cocaine is... this is going to sound like the worst like public service announcement like in favor of cocaine. But like people that do it, like it's more just like a communal, like we're going to sit around this corner, we're going to do a little lines, and then we're going to talk about maybe how about we want to open a gym in Southern California because we played football in college and we know what it takes to put somebody through a workout. We have no idea, but we like to believe that we do, and cocaine helps that process. So I'm trying to say this, guys, if you're doing drugs, just be open about it and don't be drug shamed, okay? If you're drug shamed, then you're kind of just like a, you know, then you're not doing what you want to do, and you should be true to you. Also, what's all this bullshit about fentanyl? All this fentanyl stuff where people are like, yeah, it's killed Mac Miller. It's like I guess, but maybe Mac Miller wasn't that. Are we saying he was a portrait for health? Like, really? Are we surprised this guy died doing drugs? Doing what he loved, by the way. He openly loved drugs. And I think if you openly love anything, if you say you love it, you should let it. Just let it kill you. That's a quote, right? Isn't that like an Oscar Wilde quote? Like, find what you love and then just let it kill you? Or is that Hemingway? I don't know. Like, if you love pussy, like, that's like, you're a guy who's like, I just love women. I love pussy. My favorite thing in the world. If you ask that guy how he wants to go out, he'd probably say, fucking pussies. Like, that's what I want. I want, like, 16 around me. Well, not R. Kelly 16-year-old girls, but, like, 16 women, consenting women of age around me. Just, I want to just pussy bouncing off my chin. That's what I want. And if I die, I want that to be the cause of it. I want that to lend bias my heart into the afterworld, into the afterlife. That, which is like, that's a good way to go. Mac Miller dying from cocaine, a little bit of fentanyl in it. I think if he had to go, if you had to ask him, hey man, top three ways you want to go. Number one, he'll probably say pussy because he was a pussy. Two, Ariana Grande's pussy for sure. And two, performing, die on stage. That'd be sick. Three, doing drugs with your friends. But I think he was doing drugs alone, so maybe that's not the best way to go out. You know, it's kind of like Heath Ledger dying from sleeping pills. Like, that's not cool. Like, couldn't sleep, so he took too many sleeping pills. Imagine if you die because you couldn't read the label. Like, there's no label for cocaine. You kind of just roll the dice, and that's kind of why it's fun. You're like, I don't know, is this gonna be good? Like, is this gonna be good? Let's find out if this is, like, good drugs. Because with most things, you know how good they are. Like you get a can of soda. It tells you how much caffeine, tells you all the calories. You know what's going into it. And you've probably done it before, so you know how it's going to make you feel. It's much more binary. Like, you know that. With cocaine, it's exciting because you kind of want to just do it and know if it's good. You wouldn't do that for anything else. Like, you would never do that with a... Like a bottle of whiskey that you, like, say you love Jameson, but every time you got Jameson, it tasted differently. Sometimes it had more booze, sometimes it had less booze. You wouldn't just keep going back to that bottle. You would just find one that wasn't made of cocaine. You know what I mean? Like, you, but that's kind of why it's fun too, because you do want to be the guy who like does that first line, and he's like, because that's his job, by the way. Like, the guy who does the drug first, it's his job to do that drug and then tell everybody how good it is or how bad it is. I mean, you're always supposed to say it's good, though. Like, I've been around guys that have, like, done a line of cocaine and gone, it's not great. It's like, what? How do you already know? Yeah, I know. I know. It's like, all right, well, we better do all of it. Dude, okay, quick story. And just to put a pin in the whole thing about my dad, he asked me about vape, and I'm like, Dad, if anything's going to kill me, it's going to be cocaine. So you can just relax on the vape. And I'm going to throw my vape's thrown away. I tossed my vape out, got rid of it, don't need it. Don't want it around. Don't need the vape anymore. And that's okay. I'm not a big, I don't like being high, really. Unless I'm doing like high, like weed, like stoner high. Like if I'm going to get high, I want to just get high and take a bath. And then watch like old Friends reruns. But like not, but like the first season where they're all kind of hippie and weird. And if you watch episode one of Friends, which I did recently, it's like clear that Joey's an atheist. Like he makes like an offhand remark. He's like, yeah, you know, when you die, yeah, you fish food. It doesn't matter. It's over. It's like, whoa, Joey, are you trying to tell us that you are an atheist? You think we're just going to just turn the lights off, put us in the dumpster? That's what you think? Dark. But then later on in the show, they make him like, he's like Catholic. But they didn't know at the beginning. The fucking show was a pilot. They didn't know if it was going to be good. It's like, hey, like, let's sneak it. I love the idea of like some atheist writer surrounded with people that are like Catholic, and he sneaks in this thing of like making one character make an anti-Jesus, anti-afterlife comment. Like, yeah, you guys see that? I fucking got Joey to say he thinks that we're gonna die and nothing happens. Burned ya. Okay, drug story that I think is very funny. We were in Vegas, by the way. This is like, you hear the cicadas? It's like they wait for me to start recording, and they go wee 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 wee, and I fucking God, it makes me so mad. It's like I can't just enjoy my podcast without insects trying to like, hey, we want to fuck. That's what the sound is. They're making the sound because they want to fuck other bugs. That's like their thing. God, that's annoying. That's so obnoxious that bugs just think they can just run shit. It's like, fuck off. I'll kill you. Although I think I'm becoming more empathetic because the other day I was walking on the sidewalk and there was a little beetle that skid across. And I think in my younger days I would have just stepped on him and played God like, yo, fee-fi-fo, fum, fuck you. You're dead. But then I just let him live now. Unless it's like a something that can actually hurt me. If I see a spider, you're fucking dead, dude. I don't play with spiders. You've had a spider bite before? And not like one of those ones where you're like, yeah, brown recluse bit me one time. No, he didn't. A tiny little nameless spider bit you on the back of your arm one time. Okay? But look, if you look closer, you can see the two bite marks. Fucking get away from me. Remember those old wives' tales? We swallow on average of 7 spiders in our sleep. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. Condoms are 97% effective. Dude, have you tried to... Remember what it was like to break a condom? Because if you broke a condom, you just put it on wrong. Because when you put a condom on, you're supposed to like kind of pinch that the tip where like the end is. Supposed to pinch that, so it's a little bit of give. By the way, condoms are fucking disgusting, but you gotta wear them because otherwise you're just gonna get all the stuff. You're gonna get all the stuff that makes your dick black and blue. By the way, STD free my entire life. I just want to put that out there, just so you guys know. I put up some serious numbers. Never had a problem. Nothing. Every test, I'm batting 1,000. 1,000. STD free. Okay? Because I wear condoms. And anyway, what you do is you just like fuck to the end of it. And then you're just like jackhammering the entire time because you're like a little kid. And then she's just not into it. She's sitting there and she's just like, I don't even know what's going on here. This is kind of wild. I don't really know if this is what's supposed to be happening. You know what's funny? Okay. Here's the thing. Losing virginities are such different experiences between men and women. You know, like they're just different. Like women talk about losing their virginity like they just saw a movie that all their friends loved that they didn't understand. Like, yeah, it was interesting. I got a little lost in the middle. And I didn't really understand the end. It was kind of over and I just feel like there was no, like, I didn't really know when it was gonna end, and then it was just done. I think I have to see it again. I think I need to see it again, like, maybe, like, soon. I don't know. I don't even know. And then dudes talk about losing their virginity like they just saw Die Hard for the first time.
Like, dude, it was fucking awesome, dude. It was fucking sick, dude. But she was just like, there was me, and then it was like, yippee-ki-yay, and then blah, 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 and then the elevator shaft, and there's this, bah.
That's just where we are. Because guys, just we just want to jackhammer, and we're like, yeah. Just getting it in feels like a win when you're the first time. You're like, this feels cool. And then you're like, if I go fast as I possibly can, then it'll feel better. And that's what happens. All right, I guess I'll just end with... I just divert all the way down to, like, doing a fucking stupid bit. All right. So we were in Vegas. We were in Vegas. This is probably 2-3 years ago. And it's me and all the college boys, right? So it's me. It's Big Jake, Boat, Jeffy, Josh, Scotty 4K. Yeah, we're just getting active. We go to this pool party, and on our way out, there's this dude. And we're kind of trying to find drugs. And the way that they sell drugs, dude, what these guys do is they stand outside of events that let out, like pool parties and clubs and stuff like that. And this guy will kind of like stand on his own, and he'll, you know, get a read. He'll be like, Coke, Molly. Because you got a little Coke, got a little Molly, got a little green, got a little Coke, got a little Molly, got a little weed, let me know. And he doesn't say it loud. He says it kind of quiet. Right? Now, I want to paint a picture for you guys what this guy looked like. This guy that did that. This guy was about 5'2", bald guy. But he had like an old, like off-brand, like, you know, like those ball caps you can buy from 7-Eleven? They had like the Velcro strap in the back and there's no logo on them. He had that and then like big fake Oakleys that covered most of his face. Right? And then he was wearing a Pornhub shirt and gray and khaki cargo shorts and flip-flops. And he was probably 75 pounds. And he goes by us and he's like, Coke, we, ma, yo, what's up? And one, I won't say which one of us was the guy who was like spearheading this. But one of my buddies goes up to him. He's like, yeah, what's up? All right, cool. What we got? And this guy, he's like, all right, I got a, like 100 milligrams of Molly. But it's crushed up, right? Like it's crushed. And he has this little, it looks like a little, you know, those like candle jars, like the big ones where it has like the compressed lid on it. It was that, but miniature size. So it was probably like the size of your thumbnail, like in height. And it held, yeah. So it was like a little tiny mini jar, right? And we pay like $150, whatever. So this guy cash takes. We're like, hell yeah. But that thing was, we couldn't open it. Like we could not open it. Like he's like, don't open it. You can try opening it here, but like I got it sealed, so you got to open it back at your place. We're like, okay, cool. For sure, dude. Well, it's fucking great. We'll just open it at our place. Here's the money with the drugs you gave us that we don't even know if they're drugs. We get back to the place. We cannot open this thing. It's impossible to open it. It's so fucking heavy. And we finally were like, fuck it. Let's just crack it. We take a shoe and we crack this thing open. And someone takes like a little dab on their finger and they put it in their mouth. And they're trying to gum it. And we're like, how is it? He's like, I don't know. I don't really know what it tastes like. It tastes like kind of like not bitter the way it's supposed to taste bitter. It's like, it wasn't bitter, and I didn't really feel anything. We're like, okay. So my other buddy, Boat, he just dumps it out on, like, the end table of a hotel in Vegas. And he's like, fuck it, let's just find out. And he just licks it. Like, it's on the table, and he licks it like a dog's licking a sliding glass door when they want to go out and play. That's just going, nah, nah. And I'll never get it. He pulls up. He goes, oh, that's Tums and rock salt. That's all it was. This guy crushed up Tums, put a little bit of rock salt in there for color, and then sold it to a bunch of dumb fucking idiot fuck kids. Oh my God. This is the dumbest thing ever, which to me is so funny. Like that's, and we just spent a bunch of money on not drugs. Oh my God, that was the best. Next time, someone remind me to tell the story next time about how Scotty 4K got his nickname. Because that's great. It happened that same weekend in Vegas. And I'll tell that story a different time. But that's it. I'm out of here. Hit the time. Hit the clock. Punch out. We are on, I'll probably say this fucking, you should probably say it at the beginning of the pod. But look, we are on iTunes, Spotify. You are, you're listening, tell me how you're listening to this. Tell me where you're listening to it. If you're on here still, tell me where you're listening, whether it's iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube. Tell me where you're finding it, okay? That'd be great. Thank you guys so much. I'm out of here. I'm going to get some beer. I feel like drinking. I got the night off. Fuck. Fuck it. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Ah, fuck it up. Fuck it up. Ah, fuck it up. Ah. That's what girls do in the club. They just go, ah, Cardi B. Ah. Hey, you know what, guys? I'm fucking into it.